from the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In just a few minutes, treating severe asthma with hot metal. Why this approach hits the problem at its core inside the lung. First, to the earthquakes that have been rocking North Texas all month, especially the small community of Azle. This morning's quake was the sixth in a week in Tarrant and Parker counties. Dwali Saikautau reports locals are getting nervous, and seismologists are trying to get to the bottom of what's going on.
Azle isn't the kind of place with a Starbucks or a quaint coffee shop, but at the popular gas station Centerpoint Quick Stop, the morning coffee crowd could only talk about one thing.
Bam! Something hit the side of my house, and it wasn't nothing but the earthquake.
Janice Hammond can still feel the tremors.
15 days now, we've had a little one every night, it seems like.
Donna Luce is worried.
I was sitting there watching TV, and my house just shook, and I've never felt that before, ever. Now, actually, I'm afraid of sinkholes.
Debbie Robb and her husband Fred describes the big quake with a magnitude 3.6 as real spooky.
Real loud boom, and then it just started shaking the ground under our mobile home, just rocking it. And our dogs, they go totally insane. They know it before it happens.
Each time there's a quake, their two-bedroom trailer has to be re-leveled.
You just have to get under there and jack it up in spots, put a level on underneath the trailer, and level it. It's just pulling the ground out of underneath our stands.
Fred Robb, who was born in Azle, says he doesn't think the quakes are natural. He blames local gas drilling.
They say it ain't what happens, but till then, we didn't have it. You got to drill about every mile. You just start looking around at all the drills they're putting down.
Don Blakeman, a geophysicist with the National Earthquake Information Center, says the quakes could be the result of oil and gas production, but more testing is needed to know that for sure.
Obviously, if oil and gas production are related, they might continue until that activity stops. The other possibility is that it's just a natural swarm, because we do see that sort of thing occurring sometimes in areas where we haven't had quakes before.
A natural swarm is a series of small quakes, and according to Blakeman, they aren't as dangerous as, say, a magnitude 5 quake, because at that level, real structural damage can occur. By definition, he says, where there's an earthquake, there's a fault line.
The good news is, based on what typically happens, they'll die down in a while. Again, can't predict one way or the other with absolute certainty.
In the meantime, before the ground starts to shake again, Blakeman advises individuals and families to be prepared in case of a big one.
Take things off of high shelves and know where to stand if an earthquake occurs to be safer in their house and things like that.
Scientists and other experts are reportedly teaming up with the U.S. Geological Survey to collect more data to learn more about why these quakes keep occurring in North Texas. For KERA News, I'm Dwali Saikautau in Azle.
Our new series, One Crisis Away, explores the fact that almost a third of North Texans aren't prepared to weather a financial storm. In other words, they don't have money set aside to last more than 3 months after something like a layoff or health crisis. Senior citizens fall into this category often, especially if they don't have a healthy 401k or a lot of savings. Tomorrow, Courtney Collins introduces us to 72-year-old Shirley Martin. She's a breast cancer survivor, mother of five, and former professional cook. She has a part-time job with AARP and a house in DeSoto, but is constantly worried about money and her savings account.
Right now, it's at a standstill. You never can get enough, you know, and I've had to go with shared housing to get clients in to help me. I've had a hard time. I've been in foreclosures. You know, and I've lost a lot and I gained a lot.
Shirley says her shared housing tenants help her stay afloat financially. Hear her story tomorrow morning at 8:20. And check out our One Crisis Away page at keranews.org to see video of the families we're profiling. From financial woes to health conditions, we turn now to one of the most common chronic diseases in the state. More than 2 million Texans have asthma. And for some of them, inhalers and medications aren't enough. As part of KERA series Breakthroughs, Lauren Silverman reports on the first FDA-approved non-medical treatment for severe asthma. to help patients breathe easier, it involves inserting a heated metal device inside the lung.
If you've ever tried to drink something through one of those little red coffee stirrers instead of a full-sized straw, you know what it's like to breathe with asthma.
And you just can't get the air in.
Virginia Rady, who lives in Farmers Branch with her husband, Nick, has had asthma since she was 2. She's 27 now, but tests show her lungs are like those of a 65-year-old. If something triggers her airways to twitch and close up, it could be deadly. That means avoiding
cats, dogs, pollen, grass, dust, exercise, stress. If I were to get really emotional and start crying, I could actually trigger an asthma attack. So my parents kind of treated me like a porcelain doll, which was frustrating, but I understand why they did it. Because they were just scared spitless that, you know, she's going to stop breathing.
Rady tried to go away for college, just an hour north to Sherman. But after a bad flare-up first semester, she moved back home. See, for people with severe asthma, an inhaler isn't enough. Treating the disease means hospital visits, skipping school or work, and taking steroids to fight inflammation. Oh, and listening to this soundtrack. That's a breathing machine that converts liquid asthma medication into a mist you inhale through a mouthpiece.
During a bad exacerbation, I actually will wake myself up. I'll set an alarm on my phone, wake myself up, take my treatment, go back to sleep. And it's because if I don't, I'll wake up later not breathing.
For decades, this device lived by Rady's bed. Since February, it's been gathering dust in her closet. That's when she had a procedure called bronchial thermoplasty.
We go into airways that are 3 millimeters or bigger, and we're heating them up. And it doesn't get real hot. It gets about as hot as a cup of coffee.
That's right. Hot metal inserted into the lung over and over again. Gary Weinstein, a pulmonologist at Texas Health Presbyterian in Dallas, says it might sound like torture, but he's done this on dozens of patients, including Rady. While inhaled drugs and other medications offer temporary relief, he says, bronchial thermoplasty attacks the problem at its root, the muscles in the lungs themselves. The procedure is done in 3 visits, separated by 3 weeks. Each time, the catheter delivers thermal energy that essentially burns off the outer layer of smooth muscle cells. Less smooth muscle means less seizing up.
It's clear from the studies, it seems to be a very good therapy.
And there's a 5-year study just published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. It shows no long-term safety issues and points to a drop in asthma attacks, ER visits, and days lost from work and school. The biggest drawback? The body's reaction to the treatment.
It's like shoving a stick at a hornet's nest.
But for Rady and many others, when that asthma flare-up subsides, it's life-changing.
So Nick and I, we've been married for almost 1.5 years now, and I'll show you the nursery. It's in pieces right now.
Rady, who's a nurse, has been putting off pregnancy until she can cut down on steroids, which can cause thinning bones, mood swings, even type 2 diabetes. Now that she's able to go outside and exercise, she's hoping to build enough stamina to keep up with a toddler.
I can't imagine saying, Nick, the kids are yours now. I've got to go take a breathing treatment and then a nap. And that's just the way it would have to be. But hopefully now I can try and be kind of normal.
Bronchial thermoplasty isn't a magic wand. Don't expect to throw out your inhaler. And while Rady's insurance did help pay the $20,000 bill, many insurers are still not covering bronchial thermoplasty. Still, both patients and doctors are glad to have one more weapon in the fight against asthma. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Watch videos showing how bronchial thermoplasty works at our blog, breakthroughs.kera.org. You can like KERA on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.